Blog Talk Radio.
The Bible says, make a joyful noise. Make a joyful shout to Yah, the Lord, all you lands. Serve Yah with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that Yah, the Lord, he is God. Now, what are we supposed to know? That's right. Yah, the Lord. He is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. For we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Oh, you know this. Be thankful to him. And bless his name. For Yah the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endures all generations. Let's have a word of prayer, sheep. Our Heavenly Father God, we lost sheep come to you in prayer with thanksgiving in our mind. We thank you for deliverance from the evil one's constant attacks upon us. We thank you for keeping natural disasters and all kinds of disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. Thank you, Heavenly Father God, for restoration of your lost sheep, for excellent help. Same sound mind, love, family, courage, boldness, prosperity in all things. Thank you for awakening our minds from this deep sleep we've been in and restoring your legacy upon us. in your son Yahweh's name, a.k.a. also known as Jesus. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Thanks for tuning in to this show this morning. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Sabbath starts Friday evening, ending Saturday evening. You are to have your New King James Version of the Bible. At least that's the Bible that I read from, and it reads a little different from my other two Bibles. There may be a word here or there that's different. For instance, I read Psalms 100, and it's called A Song of Praise, Yah the Lord, Faithfulness to His People. And in my Bible says, make a joyful shout. But in my other two Bibles, it says, make a joyful noise. And I read from this Bible, the New King James Version, because it's easier for me to understand the words. So with having said that, I want you to turn to the book of Nehemiah. I left off in chapter 7, verse 57. Give me a second here, and we will start reading. Okay, are you there yet? Sure. Very good. Nehemiah chapter 7, verse 57. The children of Solomon's servants, the children of Sotiah, the children of Sephara, the children of Pirater, the children of Jaela, the children of Dagon, the children of Gideon, the children of Sephatapha, the children of Hatio, the children of Sheriah, of Zebiah, the children of Ammon, the children, all the Nethinim, and the Nethinim, they are the temple servants. And another word for servant is slave. And the children of Solomon's servants were 392. And these were the ones who came up from Tel Hasha, Sherub, Adon, and Emar. But they could not identify their father's house, nor their lineage, whether they were of Israel. The children of Delaiah, the children of Tobiah, the children of Dakota, 642. And of the priests, the children of Habiah, children of Kos, the children of Barzillai, who took a wife of the daughter of Barzillai, the Gideonite, and was called by their name. These sought their listening among those who were registered by genealogy, but it was not found. Therefore, they were excluded from the priesthood as defiled. And the governor said to them that they should not eat of the most holy things till a priest could consult with the Urim and Thummim. Now, I looked up Urim and Thummim, and they are, some places they are one word, but Urim, I found that it meant light. And Urim and Thummim together was like optics on a breastplate. Let's read verse 66. Altogether, the whole congregation was 42,360, besides their male and female servants, all of whom there were 7,337. And they had 245 men and women singers. Their horses were 736. Their mules, 245. Their camels, 435. And donkeys, 6,720. And some of the heads of the fathers' houses gave to the work. The governors gave to the treasury 1,000 gold dushmarks and 50 basins. Dushmarks, that's currency, it's money. In fact, when I looked it up on the computer, it says dushmarks are ancient Greek coins from Greece. Now, basins are bowls. Like you might, back in the olden days, you may have washed yourself in a bowl. And 530 priestly garments. Some of the heads of the fathers' houses gave to the treasury of the works 20,000 gold dushmarks and 2,200 silver miners. That's money also. It's spelled M-I-N-A-S. Verse 72. And that which the rest of the people gave was 20,000 gold dushmarks and 2,000 silver miners and 37 priestly garments, 67 priestly garments. So the priests, the Levites, the gatekeepers, the singers, some of the people, the Nethinim, remember they are the temple servants, and all Israel dwelt in their cities. Another word for dwelt is settled or lived. Now we come to today's reading. I'm going to read chapter 8. It is Ezra reads the law. Let's read Nehemiah chapter 8. When the seventh month came, the children of Israel were in their cities. Now keep in mind, the seventh month for the people of Israel is different from the Gregorian calendar that we use today. Their seventh month, I looked up on the calendar that I purchased, says Tammuz Av. It's spelled T-A-M-M-U-Z-A-V. And then when I looked at the college or the collegiate dictionary that I have from 1992, I think, it gives a calendar. Look under calendar, and it gives different. It's different from the one, my calendar that I have that is of a Jewish calendar. But nonetheless, we're reading about the seventh month, and I'm thinking that's on the Jewish calendar. It reads, verse 8, now all the people gathered together as one man in the open square that was in front of the water gate, and they told Ezra the scribe, in another book I have, it says Ezra the teacher, to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded Israel. So Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation of men and women and all who could hear and understand, who could hear with understanding on the first day of the seventh month. Then he read from it in the open square that was in front of the water gate from morning till midday. And I'm thinking morning perhaps started around 8 o'clock in the morning until noon, midday, before the men and women and all those who could understand and the ears of the people were attentive to the book of the law. And that's a good thing. A lot of times when I was in school, I found myself not being attentive because what I was being taught, I thought, this is just the oppressor's stuff, and I don't want to know about the oppressor. But you see, I was wrong, because now that I'm reading the Bible, I am trying to recollect from many, many years back. And, you know, sometimes I can't recall. But I want you young folks to pay attention. If you have the opportunity to go to college, you pay attention to whatever they are saying. And, of course, I want you to start at your young age reading 3 and 4 chapters of anything in one night, because once you get in college, you'll find that if you have 5 classes, and if you go to all 5 classes, you got to read 3 chapters from this class, 2 chapters from that class, 1 from this class, 2 from the other. You know, you have to read, and I want you all to get in the habit of reading. Now, we're in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 4. So Ezra the scribe, or Ezra the teacher, stood on the platform of wood which they had made for the purpose. And besides him, at his right hand stood Matthias, I may be mispronouncing this name, Mattaniah, Shephaniah, Ananiah, Urijah, Hatakiah, excuse me, that's Hilkiah, Maaseiah, and at his left hand, Pedadiah, Mishael, Hashbanana, Zechariah, and Meshullam. And Ezra stood and opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above all the people. And when he opened it, talking about the book, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed Yah the Lord, the great God. Okay, I just read that in Psalms 100, verse 3. Let me see, what did I read there? Verse 3, it says, I've turned back to Psalms 100, and I'm at verse 3. It says, know that Yah the Lord, he is God. And that's what I just read. In Nehemiah, verse 6, it says, and Ezra blessed Yah the Lord for the great God. So I want you to know that Yah the Lord is the great God. Then all the people answer, amen, amen, lifting up their hands. Okay, the first thing they did, let's say, number one was, they stood up when the Bible was open. And two, they said, they lifted up their hands and they bowed their heads and worshiped Yah the Lord with their faces to the ground. So that's 3. Verse 7. And Jeshu, Benai, Shebeah, Jamin, Achaiah, Shabethiah, Hodekiah, Meshiah, Kalita, Azara, Josabad, Hana, Peleah, and the Levites helped the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place. So they read distinctively. Distinctively means clearly from the book of the law of God. And they gave the sense, and they gave the sense and helped them to understand the reading. Now, when he's talking about reading the book of God, he's talking about at that time Moses had written the first five books of the law. And I think those were called the Torah. And then he has other books that were called the Pentateuch. I don't know what those are. I've never read those. But I have read most of the five books. I have read the five books of the law. It's just that I didn't pay that much attention to them as I pay to them now. Let's see. I stopped off at verse 9. Let's pick up with Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 9. Oh, my goodness. I got to stop this. Trying to stop this song.
Father, help your children and don't let them fall by the side.
Oh, you see the stuff I have to go through. And it's been really hectic getting on the computer this morning. But let's pick up. We're at Nehemiah chapter 9. And Nehemiah, who was the governor, Ezra, the priest, and the scribe. Remember, the scribe is also a teacher. And the Levites who taught the people said to all the people, "This day is holy to Yah the Lord. Your mourn or weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law." Then he said to them, "Go your way, eat the fat." I don't understand. Hold up. Heavenly Father, please stop the DDoS from attacking Blog Talk Radio while I have my program and all programs. Let's read Nehemiah chapter verse 9 again. And Nehemiah was the governor, Ezra the priest and scribe. Also remember, scribe means teacher. And the Levites who taught the people said to all the people, "This day is holy to Yah, the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. When he said to them, 'Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to those for whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy to our Lord.' Do not allow, do not sorrow, for the joy of Yah the Lord is your strength." So the Levites quieted means to calm all the people, saying, "Be still, for the day is holy. Do not be grieved." And the people, have to belch. And the people went their way to eat and drink, to send portions and rejoice greatly, because they understood the words that were declared. Declared means to be made known to them. The Feast of the Tabernacles. Now, Easter is coming up. Easter is not a Feast of the Tabernacles. Easter is not a Feast of God. So, if you are a believer, no matter what your preacher preaches on Sunday, people who go to church on Sunday, Constantine changed Sunday, the worship. Sabbath worship to Sunday. If you believe in this Bible, go back, ask your pastor to go back to worshiping on the Sabbath. At least you'll have one thing right. Also, in the book of James says, if you disobey one commandment, you disobey them all. Okay, we're at Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 13. It's the Feast of Tabernacles. Oh, and let me just say this. If you all have your Sunday meals at church, do not have swine meat. Stay away from the ham and the pork. Verse 13, chapter 8 of Nehemiah. Now, the second day of the heads of the father's household, all the people with the priests, the Levites, were gathered to Ezra, the scribe, in order to understand the words of the law. And they found written in the law, which Yah the Lord had commanded by Moses, that the children of Israel should dwell in booths. All right, now, that's the fifth thing. I remember earlier you stood up, then you lifted your hands, you bowed your head, and you're not. The fourth thing was when Nehemiah Ezra told the people to not be sad and, you know, go and eat and share their food with other folks. So the fifth thing here is that after the service, he said, dwell in booths. We're supposed to live in booths during the feast of the seventh month. So in the seventh month, we should have booths, and that they should announce. Announce means to proclaim. That means to tell everybody publicly in all their cities and in Jerusalem, saying, go out to the mountains and bring olive branches, branches of olive trees, myrtle branches, palm branches, and branches of leafy trees to make booths, as it is written. So booths, those were their temporary shelters. So I'm thinking that what we should do, if we are believers in the feast of our Father God, who instructed Moses to write this stuff, these instructions, then that's what we should do. Maybe we should have tents, temporary tents, during these feast days. Verse 16, Nehemiah chapter 8. Then the people went out and brought them and made themselves booths, each one on the roof of his house or their courtyard or the courts of the house of God and in the open square of Watergate. I'm going to have to, Watergate, let me finish. In the open square of the gates of Ephraim, I'm going to stop right here and just have a closing word of prayer. We're going to pick up at Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 17, next time. Our Father in heaven, thank you for keeping the evil one away from us, your lost sheep, and for making us overcomers of the lost sheep. In your Son's name, I pray that prayer. Amen. Remember to eat well. Let's see, I have this book here. I want you to buy Eat, How to Eat and Live Longer. Go to www.eatandliveonger.com. All right? So, remember, God loves you, and I love you too, but God loves you more than I. See you next time, if it's God's will. Take God along with you everywhere you go, and if it's God's will, I will be back with you next time.
children, and don't let them fall by the side of the road, and teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts, 'cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down, and I know we've got to walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our help in hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is love. He won't let you down. Down in my soul.